Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez. Presented by United Rentals. The tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Monday Night Football last night, and boy, did it look good on my brand new television that I got yesterday.
How about that?
Man, I'll tell you why. You just can't mess around.
What size you get?
55.
What kind?
Vizio.
Well, I'm jealous.
What do you got?
I got a little 32 that fits in an armoire that'll never change because the cat likes to get up on the armoire.
That is the most shocking news I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wait, hold on real quick. What's more shocking, the fact that he has his own room or that he's got a 32-inch TV?
No, that's a den.
What's that?
That's in our den.
But yeah. But no.
I can't do anything that it would affect a cat.
What I'm saying, he's talking about most shocking news. And when it comes
John McClane having a 32-inch TV is the most shocking thing I've ever heard in my life.
That is kind of shocking.
100%.
First chance, if I ever get another chance, I'm going to give the biggest one I can give my
What do you mean if you get another chance?
You can get one today.
You got the bankroll of Bill Gates.
Wife. Tell that to my
wife. Do I want to watch it on the patio?
She won't let you get a bigger television?
Uh-uh. We don't have a bigger plot spot big enough.
What?
You get rid of the armoire.
Put it in your room.
The cat likes it. We got so
much.
I see what you're saying.
So the cat likes
watching TV with you.
No, he just likes the armoire.
The cat can adjust.
Oh. Yeah, that's not in our house. I have to adjust.
You mean to tell me your cat's got more say-so in the house than you do?
Absolutely.
You mean to tell me
John
McClane has a 32-inch TV? This is insane to me.
It's at least a flat screen, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay,
it's not a black and white.
One of those old tubes.
One of those tube TVs. I mean, strangers.
It's really heavy on my lap.
I am shocked right now. I am really, really shocked.
I don't know if I'm shocked or just
bummed
out.
Remember when you could get a TV and a stereo in one unit?
Yeah.
Right.
And it sat on the floor.
A big giant piece of furniture.
Had to look down at it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just being invited? Like, you're like, I'm going to watch football with the legend, John McClane. John McClane
People
invited me over.
In your mind,
you're rubbing your hands together. Yeah. You're like,
Let
this projector.
Tell you where I watch football, seriously. I watch some Baylor games, Baylor basketball. Fuzzy's Pizza over on Antoine. They have a private room in the back that has a humongous TV. It's state of the art. So they let me come over there whenever I want. Give me the remote. I can go back there, pull up tables,
eat pizza, drink beer,
everything I want right there by myself or if somebody comes with me. That's better in my house where Carol's like, turn it down. You got it too loud.
Gee, man.
Fuzzy and Rita don't care how loud I turn it up.
Shout out to
Fuzzy
and Rita.
Two odd monster TVs, but not like this one's so good. It's got the curved ends on it, and I feel like I'm right there.
I'm not trying to push you out the door here, but when you retire, you need to get a 100-inch TV and a man cave addition to your house or wherever you end up living. You got to do that, man.
We have a place that Carol inherited on the Chesapeake Bay, and it's being redone. And at some point, she's going to want to go up there and spend a lot of time because it's right on the water, great location, 35 minutes from Camden Yards, 40 minutes from the Nationals ballpark. But as soon as she's gone, that armoire
is
out of here.
Out.
Big flat screen TV there.
How much longer we got before the Chesapeake house is done?
I think by the time I go up to the Redskins game, I'll be able to see it, hopefully.
Not a baby.
John, is it safe to say that one of the biggest mottos on this show, is it safe to say you don't live by it? Because this is what John Lopez said when we first started shows. I want you to tell me if you live by this in-the-loop motto.
Well, John, is it okay if I go on the internet and talk bad at these people? Because you're going to tell her hell no. Maybe his wife just opened the fake account and defended her hubby.
She would because I keep my bitch in pocket.
It's safe to say John McClane does not.
My motto is simple. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
I say that. She sticks her finger down her throat and acts like she's gagging.
Wow. Well, listen, we all learned something
today. That was a hit. That was a breaking news hit right there.
That was a breaking news
hit. I don't think anybody knew that John McClane.
Didn't see that one coming.
I pictured like a Buffalo Wild Wings wall.
I wish.
You know, with like nine
TVs.
Maybe.
I expected at least a bigger television at the very least. All right, let me know when it's time you go down to Fuzzy's there, John, because you know me. I'm right down the street.
Honestly, as soon as you said Vizio, I thought he was going to hike his leg on it and act like you got a cheap TV. But then not only did he do that, he didn't even have the big TV. I was like, damn, General.
Man,
but it kind of
like
adds to the legend.
Man in your eyes.
No, it adds. It kind of adds to the legend.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of
really
adds to the
it's
legend.
Been my
honestly,
my whole life, small TV.
Hey, it's not this. Remember, it's not the size that counts, John.
Yeah.
Remember that. Monday Night
what
Football.
What you do with the remote?
That's exactly right. The Packers and 49ers tied at 30 with a minute remaining. Aaron Rodgers.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
Hey. Aaron Rodgers, he led the Packers down the field and gave Mason Crosby a chance to win the game.
Hunter Bradley, the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good.
It is good. Mason Crosby
delivers a dagger. One week after his worst day ever, he delivers the dagger tonight, and the Packers win 33-30.
That call courtesy of WTMJ, and I thought it was funny watching that game. You know, there was like, what, 20, 25 seconds left, and they were already in field goal range with no timeouts, and Aaron Rodgers was like, no, let's get this a little bit closer. Were you surprised by this?
Oh, that was a terrible play. He threw an extra pass. It was incomplete. It was not necessary.
Yeah.
It was a short field goal anyway, and I'm like, 6 seconds left. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's trying to throw a touchdown.
He didn't want to take any chances.
It was so unnecessary.
Well, and I just, like I said, I just felt like it went back to,
right.
he was like, I'm not leaving this up to Mason Crosby.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
Game and,
which leads to, they're calling it my hypothetical, John. It's actually Nick Wright's hypothetical, but I am completely bought into this. Okay? He put it this way, and I'll explain it a different way for you. Nick said, Aaron Rodgers is so good that if you traded for him, you should trade a first-round pick every year for as long as he's on your team. And I put it this way, and I think it's a little more illustrated a little better. If every year, before every season, you have to give up either Aaron Rodgers or your first round pick, which one are you giving up?
Well, first of all, the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, and I believe over the last 5 years are one game over 500. And so the success of the team has not been commensurate with his talent.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can't help them go to the playoffs or win the Super Bowl every year, why would you give all that up for him?
Who's the best quarterback talent-wise in the NFL?
If I would think right now, Rodgers is not having the best season. But I think if you ask a coach to take a quarterback for one season, they would take him. Right now, the best quarterback is Drew Brees.
Right.
But I think one season... You might take Brady. But
I did say talent-wise.
Yeah.
I think
Rodgers, most people think Rodgers is the best quarterback.
I just don't think it's an outrageous thought.
I want to ask you
because
this.
Here's the thing. You're right. They're one game over 500, but every year they're in the hunt.
They're predicted.
And why is that? And why is that?
Because of him.
That's right.
But let me just real quick. I want to say something about and listen. We all because I'll tell you what. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers being the best quarterback. You know, of his generation, what have you. All right. I'm not convinced he's a leader. All right. I am not convinced he's a leader because again, and you just made my point. One game, and I get it, injuries certainly play a factor into it. Mike McCarthy, and they've kind of had a sea change of how they do their front offs because they had the same guy in there, Ted Thompson in there forever and a day. But I just feel like if you're that good, all right, allegedly.
Like Brady.
Because, again, if we took, you know, pound for pound, take Brady off and take Aaron Rodgers off, all right, it ain't like the Patriots are head and shoulders above, talent-wise.
They're not at all the Green Bay Packers. Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess, listen, we all agree Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. But at the same time, it's like, who is he making anybody else better?
Those are all fine
to
discussions.
To me, Brady's the greatest quarterback in history.
And I agree with
There's
that.
Nobody close.
I agree with that. But all those arguments are fine. But you ask 31 other coaches, who would you want right now as your quarterback? Probably all 31 would say Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Look at Drew Brees.
No leadership.
You think Bill O'Brien right now would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Deshaun Watson?
100%.
I disagree.
Yeah, I think 100%. Anybody would take Rodgers.
Yeah.
The
I disagree.
Breeze, for 3 years in a row, had a losing record. Even though he was throwing for 5,000 yards and hitting everything that counted. And then last year they had a winning record. Now they have a winning record. But that's why it's so much more than a quarterback. And Rodgers is a great example.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. All right. So there you go. There's the.
What are you doing that for?
Because he hiked your leg on your thing.
John agreed with me that 31 teams would take him.
Yeah, that's different than giving up 15 first round picks.
What would you do, Landry?
You know, I disagree with 31 other quarterbacks. I'll tell you what. I don't think I seriously don't think Deshaun. I'll tell you what. I don't think Sean Payton would take him over Drew Brees. I don't think.
You're right about that.
I'll tell you what. And this is going to stop me from my Chiefs.
No, you're right about this. You're right about what you're about to
Andy
say.
Andy Reid's not taking him over Pat Mahomes, and I guarantee you, B.O.B.'s not taking him over Deshaun Watson.
Well, if you're talking about for 1 year, I think you'd take Rodgers. If you're talking about a career, because he's 34 years old.
Hey, listen, if we're gonna keep this hypothetical up, taking him for this year.
Aaron Rodgers. All the way except maybe Breeze.
It'd be hard to disagree.
Yeah.
49ers are garbage. Let's get that straight right now. Brewers shut out the Dodgers 4-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the NLCS game for us tonight. Do we know if anybody posted any Instagram videos or stories after the game last night?
I couldn't name a Brewer, honestly.
Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lorenzo Cain.
Never heard of him.
Mike Moustakas.
Josh Hader.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Craig Council,
there you go. I didn't realize he was the manager.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I was like,
and he's from Wisconsin and Milwaukee.
I'm sitting there watching him, I was like, better. I didn't know this guy still played.
Robin Yount.
Been a while, but
don't
yes.
I think he's still part of the franchise
Gordon
anymore.
Thomas.
Bob Uecker.
Gary Sheffield.
Did you see them abuse Bob Uecker in the clubhouse when they won? It was abuse.
He's 83 and he's still as 83
and
ever.
Three dudes were dousing him with beer. He could have drowned.
A friend of mine, Tony Sherrill, drove to Milwaukee to see a game last week, and he said at the highest, worst vantage point in Miller Park is a dummy of Uecker in the worst seat. And you get your picture made sitting next to him.
That's
in
cool.
The worst seat.
Front row.
And people were just lined up to get their picture made with that dummy, including my friend Tony Sherrill.
It happens. It certainly happens. Don't forget, NBA opens up tonight with a doubleheader. Philly at Boston, OKC at Golden State. Your Houston Rockets open up tomorrow night against the Pelicans. Get you out of here with this, John McClain. I'm guessing you got a Facebook Live coming
up. I do.
I
made it over to Chronicle 12:15. Thank you guys very much. I will see you next week. Landry,
yes, you
will. I look forward to our lunch at the Ambassador.
Me too.
Does our boy
Crazy Chicken.
How many sacks did the Jacksonville Jaguars get on Sunday?
Six.
11 billion.
I'm going to hold them to that. All right. Coming
it's
up
less
next.
Than their average last year when they averaged 7 and they had 14.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have you heard the Rex Ryan rant on?
Yes, I saw it.
What'd you think?
I thought, that's why they pay Rex to be on TV.
There you have it. All right. The leg hiking doesn't stop people. It just doesn't stop. All right. Coming up next. It's Dallas Keuchel Day. We're T-minus 4 hours and some change to him redirecting the ALCS. I've got a stat out there that makes this as pivotal a game as you're going to have. Rex Ryan, that aforementioned audio about what he had to say about not just the Jacksonville Jaguars, but the entire AFC South as a whole. So lots to get to there. Don't go anywhere. Plus, we've also got some B.O.B. Sean McVay audio that we're going to juxtapose as well. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. Second half of the program coming right up. Don't go anywhere. It's in loop on a Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.